Welcome to New Homes Under 300K Are Scarce, McKinney Options. Today's episode features real estate insights from the Good Home Team, eXp Realty. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome to New Homes Under 300K Are Scarce, McKinney Options. Quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Nick Good before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're talking about something that's honestly affecting a lot of first-time buyers right now. The fact that new homes under 300K are getting harder and harder to find. I'm here with Nick Good. And Nick, I gotta ask, because I know you deal with this constantly. Is it really as tough out there as people are saying?
Yeah, it's actually pretty wild. Builder Magazine's been tracking this, and the inventory of new homes under 300K has just been shrinking across the board. So here in McKinney, we're definitely feeling that squeeze. A lot of first-time buyers come to me thinking they're going to find a brand new construction home in that price range. And honestly, it's just not realistic anymore.
Right, so that's the reality check. But I think what's cool is that you're not telling people too bad give up. You're actually showing them where they should be looking instead. Like, what are the actual options?
Exactly. So instead of fixating on new construction, we're looking at condos and townhomes. And honestly, some of these are brand new or nearly new. That's option one. Then you've got resale homes, which can be a really smart move if you're willing to maybe do a little work or just accept that it's not that new car smell. And then there's the whole option of looking at nearby areas around McKinney that might have better inventory at that price point.
Okay, so let's dig into this. Because I think a lot of people don't realize condos and townhomes can actually be new. What's the appeal there versus a single-family home?
Well, lower maintenance is huge. HOA covers a lot of the exterior stuff, and honestly, the price per square foot can be way better. You're getting that new construction feel, maybe new appliances, updated finishes, but you're not paying the premium for a single-family lot. Plus, in neighborhoods like Sherwood Park or even over in Tucker Hill and Isleworth, there are some really solid townhome communities that punch above their weight.
I love that you mentioned those specific areas. And then there's the resale angle. I feel like a lot of first-time buyers are scared of resale homes. But you're saying that's actually where the deals are?
Absolutely. A resale home that's 5, 10, maybe 15 years old, you're getting into established neighborhoods. You've got bigger lots sometimes. And yeah, maybe the kitchen's not brand new, but you're getting way more home for your 300K budget. Plus, you can actually see the neighborhood in action. Schools are proven, the community's established. It's a totally different vibe than waiting for construction.
That's such a good point. And then the third thing you mentioned was looking at nearby areas. I mean, McKinney's hot right now, so I'm guessing if you expand your search radius just a little bit, things open up?
Oh man, yeah. You don't have to go far. We're talking areas just outside McKinney proper, where you suddenly have way more new construction options, bigger inventory, and sometimes better pricing. The commute is basically the same, but your buying power goes up. If you're flexible on location, that's honestly the move.
So it sounds like the message here is basically, be flexible, don't get hung up on new construction only, and you'll actually find something solid. Before we wrap, is there anything else first-time buyers should know when they're navigating this market?
Just that the market's moving fast. And honestly, getting pre-approved and knowing exactly what you can afford makes a huge difference. We've got resources that can help you figure out what your budget really looks like. And then we can match that to what's actually available. Don't waste time chasing unicorns when there are real options right in front of you.
Love that. Nick Good. Thanks so much for breaking this down. It's way less doom and gloom when you actually know where to look. For everyone listening, we've got links in the show notes to some of our guides on first-time buying in McKinney and neighborhood deep dives that'll help you figure out where you actually want to be. Thanks for listening to New Homes Under 300K Are Scarce, McKinney Options. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.